Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for our morning Rosh Yechiyahu. And the schus, Reb Yosef Tzvi, Memarsin and Miriam, the Ram, Memarsin and Miriam, Chotekalat, and Yosefasin and Miriam, Chotekalat Seha. And we are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Tshuvis of Ma'arin Shakol Yisrael, the Gaon Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Simon Sam Ches, and Oil Chaim, the Yedidi, Rabbi Moshe Zev, Hagoin of Beis Din Tekihila Kadosha Bialystok. So now Bialystok is on the Lower East Side, but back then Bialystok was in Bialystok. He was the author of the Sefer Agudas Ezoiv, Atval Shei Lasoi, Be'esek Tzavos of Shukeneget Tzavos Eim Shukeneget Tzavos of Eich Yaseh HaBen. What did the son do that the Savo of the father that the son should do after his death was in a certain matter that would cause monetary loss to the son, and the mother's Savo was against the Savo of the father, and the mother's Savo didn't have chisaron and kiss. Chayra, the father said, I want you to spend money on a certain thing, and the mother said, don't spend it. So, who does he listen to? Does the son listen to the mother or the father? So this Rav wanted to be Mechadesh, they do not normally paskin, Kibbutov, as before Kibbutim. Here, he's Pater from Kibbutov, because we paskin, the Kibbutov is Michel Av, the father has to pay. The Bazoi has to listen to the mother, because there's no Kibbutov. The Memela, because it's Michel Av. Keep it up. You have to pay from the father's money. And this is not easy saying pay from your own money. So Mimela, all that's left is keep it aim. And on that, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says in this tshuva, among other things, that yes, he's pater from keep it up, but there's no iser for the son to do karatzon imoi. He can listen to his mother, but he doesn't have to do Kiratzon Imo. He also can do Kiratzon Aviv, even though he's Pater from doing Kiratzon Aviv, but he's allowed to do Kiratzon Aviv if he so chooses. Akoponim, that was the Shaila. Tzavos Ha'em, Keneget Tzavos Ha'av, Tzavos Ha'av has Chisaron Kis, Tzavos Ha'em has no Chisaron Kis. Says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu le'etzem tirdoisai lahashiv b'dvarim hanogim l'dina lohaya efshori lahashiv miyad. I have so many troubles to answer things that are nogei l'dina. I couldn't answer immediately. V'she'elas and your question, not sure about that Rashi Tevis, and your question. It doesn't require a tshuva so much. There's no kfi on kibud aveim, so we're not forcing him anyway to be mekayim this mitzvah. So this is no kfiya, so it's not really our problem. So we don't have to force him. So I guess it wasn't with the Rav asking and not the person himself. The person himself wants to know. It's not a matter of forcing. He wants to know what to do. As far as we're concerned, we don't force anyway. Zayn po sheila. Lamaisa. Ein koifin al kibra veim. Ach panisi yom ptas losa mai mimuchdova kirtzona. But today, I had some time, so I was able to look at your letter. Hine dovel poshut she'ein iser lahaben lasas kirtzoin imoy. There is no iser for the son to follow his mother, kevin the yesh bochisar and kiss, because there's going to be a loss of money involved if he listens to the father. Kamum kibbutov, mishalov. We said the kibbutov is from the father's money, and therefore he doesn't have to. This is going to cause him to lose money. He doesn't have to lose money for the father's for kibbutov. Lavadzaf and loychisar and kiss. Mekom yeshlom v'dami love v'mer shkini mayim v'mer gushan mer shkini mayim. Dishneim shavim leiz shiyotzi yaktim. What happens if your father tells you bring me water? And your mother says, bring water. Isn't your father, because your mother has to honor your father. Let's say they're divorced. If they're divorced, then they're equal, and then you can decide who to listen to. So hachanami b'meisei imai. So here they're dead. The mother is dead. So she doesn't have to honor the father. There's no difference between Pered Gerush and Pered Misa. Once they're separated, they're separated. And Mimela, since they're separated, the mother doesn't have to honor the father, so you get to choose who to listen to. And similar to this, we have in the Sefer Levi Eschein, in the Pasuk of Yizbach Zbachim, the Lokei Aviv. The Achai Aviv, Mechuyev Bekibed Aviv, Avi Aviv, Yosem Bekibed Aviv, Atav Avich Achayav, and Avalachar Mises Aviv Lo. So in the Sefer Levi Eschein, he brings down the Pasuk, Yizz, the Nechad of the Bach, that he brought Zvachim to the father, the God of his father, Yitzchak. Why doesn't it mention Avram? There are other psukim where Avram is mentioned. That Yaakov mentions Avram also. Here Avram is not mentioned. So the answer is that when, it says Levi Eschein, when Yitzchak is alive, then you mention Avram first. Why? Because both you and both you, Yaakov, and Yitzchak are both obligated in the honor of Avram. So Kavod Zkeno comes first. If your father is alive, then Kavod Zkeno comes first. Because your father has to honor your grandfather, the Zokain, the grandfather. But if the father is no longer alive, and that's this Pasuk, where Yitzchak's no longer alive, then it doesn't say Avram's name anymore. Why? Because now he's only Chav, because now Yitzchak's Kavod comes first. Why does Yitzchak's Kavod come first? Because Avram's Kavod came first only when... And he mentioned Avram first only when it came to when Yitzchak was alive. And Yitzchak has a mechaber Avram. But once Yitzchak's no longer alive, like now in this pasuk, so Mamela, Yitzchak's kavod comes first. Because he's not obligated anymore to honor his father. He's not obligated anymore to honor Avram. Because he's not alive anymore. So to hear, the mother is no longer obligated to honor the father. And therefore you can choose who to listen to, the mother or the father. You don't have to listen to the father. However, there's a steer to this from the Beis Yosef in Yerideh and Shinayin Vav, who says that mitzvah loymar kaddish al imoy v'chayei aviv, that it is a mitzvah to say kiddush for your mother in your father's lifetime. V'im avid makbid, and if your father is makbid, then you shouldn't say kiddush for kaddish for your mother. Even if your mother made it tzavah, my mother made it tzavah, that he should say kaddish. Kibudav adif mikibudeim. Kibudav is still preferable to kibudeim. Mavuar the tzarich l'shmoa la tzarich lasis l'shmoa l'aviv. Wait a second. You have a case where the mother is no longer alive, and the mother wants you to say Kaddish, and the father says not to listen to the mother, even though the mother is no longer alive, you should still listen to the father. Not like we just said. We just said that if the mother is no longer alive, she's not obligated to listen to the father, you can listen to the mother. The Beis Yosef says not like that. The Beis Yosef says that if the mother is no longer alive, she says to say Kaddish for me, you still should listen to the father, even though the mother is no longer alive. Mikom makoy masvara tzarechiyun. Nevertheless, this svara requires Zion, the Mashna Misa Megerishin. How's Misa any different than Gerishin? Just like by Gerishin she doesn't have to listen, by Misa shouldn't have to listen. This is a Pele de Gezach. Then he quotes here in brackets, Anoy de Behuda. And I saw after this, in the tshuva of the Noda Yehuda, Madura Tinyan Chelik Eben Ezer, Shekosav Debemeis Oviv, Vetzivla Lassus came. Vorotzenim behalf of Ishmael Aim, Kibit Chaim Oduf Mekibit Acher Misa, and came Mekosh came and even done, Dovib Bechaim, Odif. Mikibud mikavud aim de la achar miso. So he says like this, that if your father tells you to do something, one's father tells him to do something, one's mother tells him to do something, and his father is dead, his mother's alive, just listen to the mother. Why? Because Kavod HaChayim is greater than Kavod HaMeis. So therefore, he has to listen to his mother who is alive and not his father who is not alive. And came Kosh came and didn't be done. David B'chayim, Adif Mikibanem D'Achar Misa. So in our case, let's say with the case of the of saying Kaddish. So the father is alive and he says not to say Kaddish, and the mother is dead and she says to say Kaddish. Listen to the father because the father is alive. Not mitzad that your mother is mechuyev to be mechabed your father. She's not. She's dead. Not you, but the person. She's dead. But mitzad that your father, a living person, the covet of a living parent is before the covet of a dead parent. And the covet of the father who is alive precedes the covet of the mother who's dead. Ulam gazen esther mebeisiyase fanal shkatzav dafka the kibud of adif mishel aim lo katzav the kibud chaim adif mikibud lachamisa. So he doesn't say this vort. He says that the covet of is greater than the covet of the mother. He doesn't say, like the Nedvi Yehuda said, that the covet of the living is greater than the covet of the dead. V'ya nafkamina behipuch. V'ya nafkamina dina filo behipuch. Yimav v'meis filo lamer kadish achor v'yimak pedz yishma l'imoy. So let's say the father dies, and he says, I want you to say kadish, and he says, I want the son to say kadish. And the mother says not to listen. So if the word is that Kavod HaChayim is greater than Kavod HaMeis, so Yishma Le'imai, then listen to the mother's still alive. But if the word is that the father comes before the mother, then one should listen to the father. V'nir k'tzas raya la beis Yosef misuge de kiddushin. Omar lo mi ben risa einecha nikir sheben almona at. Perush Rashi den tzarech ata lemaise alo lumoid. V'emikom mokom efshu de tzarech lo lemaise dula imoi tziv saloi mashi yase achar misasa. V'ovid makbid bedover de talya bedina de grusha. El al korchuk de chai gavno sorich lishmoya le'oviv. He's referring to the Gemara there in Kiddushin, that it says that Shoal ben Almana Achas, so a certain ben Almana whose father had died asked Rabbi Eliezer, my father says give me water and my mother says give me water to drink. Which comes first? Rabbi Eliezer says to him, your father comes first because you and your mother obligate a tani your father. So, but Ben Almana asked him, "Rav Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Lo, Kach Amar Lo, Amar Lo." So, Rabbi Yeshua said, "Kach." The same thing Rabbi Eliezer had said. Amar Lo, so the Ben Almana said to him, "Rabbi, Nizgar Shema, what's the deal if they got divorced?" Amar Lo, Nirigin Mi Ben Risa, Einecha Nikar She Ben Almana Ato. It's clear from your eyebrows that you're a son of an Almana, that your father had died, and you're crying, and to the point that your eyelashes fell out. It's not logela maisa. You just want to learn what the din is. And the answer is that it's both equal. Hatel lahen say mayim b'seifel. V'kakelem k'tarna golem. So we answered him, some say b'derech schok, that if nizgarsha, so then you could just put water between them and start cackling like a rooster. So that's the Gemara. Rashi, right? You don't need it lemaisa. You just wanna learn. So says Rabbi Kiveger, Maybe he does need to know this practically, because maybe his mother commanded what to do after she dies, and the father is makbid. And that's totally in the din gerusha. But now she's not connected to him anymore, and he wants to know what to do. Should I listen to my late mother, listen to the late father? So in such an instance, Taka, you should listen to the father. In other words, he told him at first that you should listen to your father. And then he said, yeah. And what if they got divorced? So he saw it wasn't no gela maisa. He says, put water in between them and then cackle like a rooster. Maybe it is no gela maisa, because maybe the mother, divorce is like if the mother dies, it's the same thing. And you see from this Gemara that he told him in general, the rule is that listen to the father. And that would be even if the mother would die. Because he says, this is not lemaisa. It's not lemaisa what nizgarsha. But it is not lemaisa nizgarsha. Because if the mother dies, then it's going to be lemaisa, then she's not going to be mechuyev in the covenant of the father anymore. So why is it not lemaisa? So the answer is, it's because it's the same as I told you before. Listen to your father. So if the mother dies, then if there's a conflict between listening to one's mother, one's father, and when the mother's no longer alive, one should still listen to the father. So you see, there's a chiluk, possibly between Misa and Gerushin. Like the Beis Yosef wanted to say. Anko panim v'nidon didan adavar pashut de'eze sheyirtze yakdim. But in our case, he gets to choose. What's our case? Again, there's a chisaron kiss of the father, to listen to the father. And there's no chisaron kiss to listen to the mother. So since there's no chiyuv in the first place to listen to the father, so he has the option of listening to the mother, not like the Rav Ashel wanted to say that he has to listen to the mother. He doesn't have to listen to the mother, but he's allowed to listen to the mother. If he so chooses, because there's no chiyuv, to listen to the father, because there's a chisaron kiss involved. And when there's chisaron kiss, you don't have to listen, so he gets to choose listening to the mother or listening to the father. And that you, honorable rabbi, wrote, says Rabbi Kiveger, to the Rav Ashel, to the author of the Gudas Ezef, that for this reason of Chisaron Kiss, since it's a Chisaron Kiss listening to the father, and the mother is no Chisaron Kiss, you have to listen to the mother, since there's no mitzvah listening to the father, it's not true. Came in the bat smusa cholob chiv the kibra veladat Torah lo chiv toch chisaron kiss, but smusa he has a chiv of kibra. Just the Torah wasn't mechayiv him. If this chisaron kiss mekomakam oskein lemikum chayinu mitzvayisa, but if you do listen, you're not called einu mitzvayisa. The mitzvah at smusa mekayim kedina eladainu choshech chisaron kissoi mekinoisein melos bematan lovim meila mekayim mitzvah kedina. So it's not. It's a beautiful chiddush Rabbi Kiveger. It's not pshat that if you listen to your father when it's chisaron kiss that you're doing something lefnim mishuras hadin, you're not doing meikar hadin, you're not called mitzvah v'yose. No, you are mitzvah v'yose. Torah says you don't have to spend money. You don't have to spend money, but if you do, then you're still mechayim mekayim the mitzvah meikar hadin. You're not choishish for chesron kiso, so you're mekayim the mitzvah meikar hadin of kibbutz. So there's still a mitzvah to be mechabed your father with the chisaron kiss, and memela you get to choose: listen to your father, listen to your mother. Haga be'atzmacha, think about it. One of them is more than a chomish, one of them is no chisaron kis. So if one mitzvah requires you to spend more than a fifth, you don't have to. And one mitzvah doesn't cost you money. Are you going to say that you have to do the mitzvah that doesn't cost you money? And it's also to do the mitzvah that costs you money? Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. If he wants to spend money, let him spend money. If he wants to spend money, he's allowed to. And therefore, here also, the same idea applies. That if he wants to be mechabed his father with the chesron kis, he's allowed to. And he doesn't have to listen to his mother, who's telling him to do something without chesron kis. He can also his mother if he wants to. Tinis Rabbeinu, Vine Bakufatin and Tisimo Avi Vlasis Dara Achre Moisoi, in Tsoch Kaima Tsavam, Idin Kibud Ov. So, Bakufatin, if the father or mother was mitzave, the child, to do something after their death, if the child has to do it, Midin Kavod, Dara Zet Tsoch Iun Ledina. This requires Iun. The Matsina Rabbis of Parakam the Gnushin, Machadu Chai Machadu Moisoi. On one end, we have a brice that says one has to honor his parents in life and honor them after their life. It's missing a line. It should say, Eino mechuyev b'kavod eishes aviv l'achar mises aviv. That he's not mechuyev to honor his father's wife after his father passes away. And the Ramban writes that one is obligated to honor his older brother after his father dies. So these are Medin Kibirov, but after the father is gone, he doesn't have to be mechabed neither the father, the brother, nor the father's wife. So it's not nice for the father that after he's gone, one is in mechabed his wife or his son. In other words, the son you're chayav because of kibbutz. You're chayav to honor the oldest son because of kibbutz. And you're chayav to honor the father's wife else kibbutz. And yet after the father is gone, one doesn't have to do it anymore. One is mechayav in this covet. So mizem mashma l'chari. Then we're chayav kibbutz v'achar ma'aseh. So this mashma is not chayvi kibbutz. So be kibbutz to mechabed the eishes aviv v'rachi ba'gadol. And once the father is gone, one isn't chayv anymore. This mashma, one isn't chayv kibbutz l'achar moisai. L'zeh tzorich lomar l'chalek the inyan shu kovid v'gdula ba'atzmusai k'gmoy loymar abba morid b'zeh magbia kovid aviv v'zeh u'shayach gam l'achar misa. Abal kibbutz l'atzis nachas ruach l'aviv ken machil l'mashkeh l'minu tzaharas aviv v'mechlal zeh al-chabed eishes aviv v'rachi ba'gadol shu inyan nachas ruach l'aviv. So he makes a chiluk between kavod v'gdula ba'atzmusoi, like saying avi moiri, like the Gemara in Kiddushin there, lamed aleph, that says you have to be mechabed with father after death. V'moisoi, when he says it's dvar shmu, he shouldn't say abba, he says say abba mori arena kaparos nishkavoi. So as Rabbi Shorkin from Lakewood, he puts out the amazing Chiddushim Rabbi Yoram and Rabbi Akiva Egel. So he explains the chiluk as follows. There's a kibbutz that's shaykh to the gufa of. Kagon Hanaz gufa of Aruchoi. And there's a kibbutz that's shaykh to the name, the reputation, the status of the father. That's gedula bat smusai. So lacha moisa aviv, you don't have to do the first kibbutz of giving him hana. But when it comes to he himself, his name, Avi Mori, you say, oh, my father, my master, kavod ba'atzmus, so that you have to do. But when it comes to giving him kavod, that to give him, not to cause him tsar, to give him pleasure, that you're not chayiv to do. But it's a difficult, so the chiluk I understand logically, but it's hard to understand philosophically why. It's your father saying, but you want to give him kavod and say Avi Moiri, and you want to give him kavod and be mechabit his wife, and be mechabit his oldest son. So what's the difference? If he feels it in Shemaim, he feels it both ways. If he doesn't, he doesn't. And if it's for you, then you have to know how to be mechabit, and he's not feeling it at all, so then for you, you have to feel that you're doing... Actually, it's not true. In other words, if you assume that your father is... that the father isn't feeling it in Shemayim. It's a machlokas in the Gemara. Do the mason know what's going on? Don't the mason know what's going on? But if the father isn't feeling it, so when it comes to you, mechabdo b'moisa, in other words, your kavod, it's for you. You have to mechabdo, you have to say Avi Moiri. You have to give him kavod for his name. When it comes to just tsar, but if he's not feeling the tsar, he's not feeling the tsar. So you're not causing the tsar, you're not doing anything wrong. But you have to be mefar shmo, so you say Avi Moiri. That's the pshat in Rabbi Kiva. I don't know. When I see him, maybe I'll ask him. I hope it's not for a long time, unless we have Tchias HaMesim, and I hope he comes to me, not I go to him. Anyway, we should all live a long life. So maybe listening to them, that's just nachas ruach. So Rabbi Akiva Egel just made a chiluk. When it comes to nachas ruach, the Gemara that says you don't have to be mechabit your father as far as being mechabit his wife or his son. So giving him nachas ruach, you don't have to do that, so you wouldn't have to be mechabit mitz sava. But Mashmos divrei Shulchan Aruch is that mechuyav lasus sava so lachar moisai. The Lashon of Rabbeinu, about when he talks about Nachas Ruach Lavi, V'mini Asar, V'zeh Shalom, D'loi Shaykh L'achar Misa, D'loi Yichpas Luhum L'bezeh. It's D'loi Yichpas Luhum, because he doesn't care. It says in the Gemara in Brochus, Daf Yotes Samad Aleph, remember Yitzchok called Mesapar Achar Ameis, once his Lashon about the Ameis, Kilo Mesapar Achar, and it's like talking about a stone. Igadam D'loi, let's say he doesn't know. V'gadam D'yadi V'loi Yichpas Luhum. Maybe he knows and he doesn't care. I'm saying he knows, but he doesn't care. So therefore, you also maybe my father doesn't care. So it's Mashmur Kibeger. He does know. He knows, but he doesn't care. He cares about his name, maybe. Maybe he doesn't care. Maybe it's for you. But give Nachas Ruach and Sar, that he doesn't care about. So again, if that's true, then maybe you don't have to listen to Tzava, but we see that you do have to listen to Tzava. Gami Divrei Beis Yosef Mashmur Kain Lahedya. Beis Yosef writes, "V'im aviv makbid afal bish imo atzal etzava loymer b'shvila kaddish kavod av kodem kavod aim." That if the father is makbid, even though the mother said made it tzava to say kaddish, the kavod of the father is for the kavod of the mother. It's mashmal hedyah. If not for the kavod of the father, you would listen to the tzava of the mother. Makem shganim the kavod shenizba devrayim be'afshet u'bechlam moira shetzarich lira shel lavrot tzava. So maybe it's mechlam moira when I have to have moira not to be over in the tzava on the will. last will and testament of the parent. V'sheach gam lachar misa. V'ahi, that's even shaykh after death. And then it says, V'ahi da tasham, dena sois edvar v'urak b'funav. Kim tzavoshani, the tas is not to be soiser, it's only b'funav, and he's not alive anymore. Kim tzavoshani, dena b'chal soiser dvarav. The purushan of the Salaim Raina Dover can be an aloha can, does that like a gnai rack befun of? Avashal Labral, Tsavosu in Acher, Vishach Bechol in Avshal befun of. So, not to contradict him, to say that is to contradict him, the problem is befun of. The problem befun of to say, Aina Dover can, Aina aloha can. But if it's an Indian of Mimkaim the Tsavah, that's even Shaloi befun of. So, what in Lachar Misa? ולדברנו, ההיד הפרק מי שהיה נסו, אקסוביס, דבצעי אלף עמד בייז, מצל היסום לפרח חוי וסבים. דמידין קל וקיבור אוב, אבטל לא ציבה כן בפייר, וצריך לא מדוגם כן עניין כובד וגדולה, תחושש לכבוד השיוב פרח חוי ויסב, ועודף מהיד הקיבור אי שיש אובי ואוכי והגודל, אין פרק הקויסב, תויסס טיב מסל פריס פרח חוי, ודויק. So he says that it says in the Ksuba Sari Aleph that it's a mitzvah for the Yisomim to pay up their father's debts. We need to keep it up, even though it wasn't mitzvah came to Feirush, even though I didn't explicitly say this. So we have to say that's also in the of Kavod Gedula. Shchosh Lekvod, and as the Kavod of the father, it's like saying Avi Mori is Kavod of father. This is also Kavod of father to pay off his debts, and that's preferable to keep it Eishes Avi Vachi Vagadol. They don't have to be mechaber after Alachar Moisei. We saw earlier. So basically, what we said is a chiv to listen to the tzavah of the father. Lachar moisai midin kibud midin moirav. Or maybe it's moira, not to contradict him. So ledina b'mitzav lebanav derech tzavah litein mamon yerushasim leploni kach v'kach tzichim lekai midin kibudov. He says in his tzavah to give the mammon of Yerusha to Ploni such and such an amount, they have to do mitzad kibarav. Umad shaklu v'taru apoyskim v'nim mitzad l'kayim divrei emes durak b'mash l'shmitchil l'kach hayna b'loshin tenu d'av b'loshin matona. So the kash is, what are you talking about? That there's a discussion in poskim. When the father says to give the mom in Yerusha l'poni kach v'kach, the chiyuv is midin mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames, but v'basar kuf m'vav, gittin tezvav v'mabez. Dano l'kama poysen afil v'loshin tzavo, lek l'chiyuv l'kaim dvar v'ele b'mash l'shamamayin, mitchila l'kach. In other words, it's only if he gave it to a third party. There, mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames. Aye, what do you mean mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames? You have to be mash l'shamani. What about midin kibudov? So, Hainu Beloshin Tnu. As Bevadai Yeshloi Mar, that there's a mitzvah kibbutz. And what the post can mean is, when he didn't say Beloshin Tnu, Beloshin Matana Lamekabel, not Beloshin Tzivui, La Bench, he is Chai Medin kibbutz. If it's Medin kibbutz, if he's Mitzav, he's Mitzav. But if he's not Mitzav, then you need that he should be Mashlish the Mammon. Also, he tells someone else that there's no din kibbutz, then it's dafka if he's mashlish. If not, not. But if there's kibbutz, then you have to listen to mitzad kibbutz. But he says, I'm not so sure. Because maybe it's mishalav. Kibbutz aim is mishalav, and they don't have to give their own money. Now it's their money. And then just to conclude, Benidon didon ein beis michush. Vehabreiro biyodoi biyad ben lasas kefishi yirtze. So in our case, the son can choose who to listen to. To listen to the father who tells him to do something that has a chesaron kiss, or the mother who is mitzaveh and the mother is no longer alive. And she says, and the father also lechor is no longer alive. And she says, not to be motzi the money. Maybe it's the same money. It's the same thing. That's why it's a conflict. So in such a case, din is that you should, the son can listen to whoever he wants. Not chayiv to listen to the father, because the mother isn't chayiv, the mother isn't chayiv to listen to the father anymore, so he gets to choose. And the fact that there's chesaron kiss for the father, it doesn't mean that there's no mitzvah for the father. Avad is a mitzvah. He's just not obligated, but if he wants to, he can choose to listen to the father, even though there's a little money, monetary loss in love. This is a very, very interesting tshuva. Of course, if you look in the biurim of the, and the he'arois, in the Tshuvas Rebbe Akiva Eiger, again, Be'ritzas Rav Shurkin, you will see a lot of very, very important Aris and Mar Makomos, Ayin Sham, and hopefully we will revisit this. Even this is the second shir, we had just had another shir on related topic. And Anachnu Be'ezrat Hashem, and we were talking there also about, we mentioned this Levi Aschein, about being Mechabed is Kibbutz Keno. And when the father is alive, he has to be Mechabed. The father has to be Mechabed is Keno, and therefore Zekeno is first. But when the father is no longer alive, then, in other words, if the father has to be Mechabed the grandfather, then the grandson also has to be Mechabed the grandfather. But if the father is no longer alive, then the covet of the father comes first, because he no longer has to be Mechabed the grandfather. So we discussed that in Mirtz Hashem. We will revisit this. It's very, very fascinating, very important. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.